Hi, my name is Laura Vogt, and I'm the Communications and Events Manager for Engineering Student Services. This week, we're talking about one of my favorite programs that Engineering Student Services offers our students, the Leadershape Institute. It's offered once a year in January, and it's a six-day retreat. And I'm excited today to have our two on-site coordinators for the year, Tanisha Randhawa and Emmanuel Bonsu. Tanisha, why don't you go ahead and tell us about yourself?
Cool. Hi, everyone. It's Tanisha. I'm a fourth-year mechanical engineering major here at Cal, and I'm really passionate about solving the world's water problems.
Emmanuel, how about you?
Hello, my name is Emmanuel Bonsu, and I am a fourth-year mechanical engineering student. And I would say my vision is to create a world where technology advancement is very interesting and then easy to solve.
So can I have both of you give me a short overview of what it was like when you participated in Leadershape? Emmanuel, let's start with you.
Leadership was one of the few things that I really didn't know when going in, what it was going to be or whatsoever. I remember going through the orientation, and then the OSC were telling us not to expect anything. And that's what it turned out to be. I actually formed very good friends through leadership, and I feel like I learned how to manage my leadership skills better through the activities that went on. So I actually learned how to cooperate with other people to build a vision for myself.
And Tanisha?
Overall, it was definitely a fun week. We did outdoor team building, which ended in a massive dodgeball fight, did personal leadership development activities, and got to meet other Cal students who were really passionate about making a difference in the world. There's a lot of time for bonding with your family cluster, which is kind of like your family unit, as well as other students over meals, hikes, ping pong, foosball, and even pool.
And Tanisha, what did you like best about your experience?
My favorite part was for sure learning about the kind of leader I am and my strengths as well as the things I need to work on. No one is perfect, and I really enjoyed learning how to utilize everyone's different styles and potential to achieve a common goal.
And Emmanuel?
My favorite part was the friends that I made through the program. Because going in, I didn't have many engineering friends to take classes with in the first place. And I feel like through that, I learned many things about the engineering students and what they're doing on campus. And that's one thing I really enjoy. Also, I learned to craft a better vision for myself because I wasn't really sure what I wanted to use my engineering degree or my engineering experience I was getting in Cal for. And I feel like leadership did a good job by making me form that vision for myself.
Oh, that's fantastic. And why do you think other students should participate?
One thing is really fun. If anything at all, leadership is one of the fun experiences. But I feel leadership, most students around here tends to do more about schoolwork and doesn't really get time to explore their leadership skills, which is one thing I feel like leadership does better. It takes you out of school, and for one thing, is in the woods. So it takes you out of school, helps you build your leadership skill, and that is one thing that is very integral to any engineering student. So I would say people should do leadership because you get to develop more soft skills that you wouldn't have in classes.
Fantastic. Tanisha, do you have anything you want to add to that?
I would say five kind of main reasons. One, because it's totally free. So why would you not take advantage of this awesome opportunity? I mean, you get lodging, transportation, food all provided for. You're basically taken care of for a whole week. The second one is you get to meet a lot of new people, and you come away with a lot of great bonds and friendships. You meet people who you wouldn't typically meet in your classes because they're outside of your major and even the College of Engineering sometimes. You also get to develop a lot of personal leadership skills. Like I said, that's one of my favorite parts, to really understand your strengths and weaknesses and how you can improve upon yourself. And four, to develop your goals and vision. So my vision was really about changing the world and water, and you really get to think more about how you're going to do this once you graduate and actually put a plan into action. And five, like Emmanuel said, have fun. This is a week that's intense and you learn a lot, but at the same time, you get so much opportunity to have fun. And I mean, what other time does the College of Engineering pay for you to have this much fun for like a week? I think it's a great opportunity.
So you had mentioned that the entire experience is paid for. Mm-hmm. What should students plan on bringing with them then?
I would say don't bring work. Definitely leave your homework behind. It's the last week of winter break. Please take the week to relax, enjoy you know, get refreshed for the new semester. Don't bring your laptop. I mean, bring your phone. You're not going to have cell reception there. But if you need it to feel comfortable, go ahead and bring it along with you still. And then, of course, bring some idea of a vision, you know, some goal that you want to work on, you know, after you graduate or while you're here at Cal. In addition, bring an open mind, enthusiasm. It's going to be a great week. And the more enthusiasm and open-mindedness you have about it, the better experience you're going to have. And, of course, we'll go over this a little bit later, but logistically, you know, umbrella, some layers, shoes that you don't mind getting dirty, all that good stuff.
Anything you want to add, Emmanuel?
I would touch on the open-mindedness part aspect of this thing. I feel most people tend to be vulnerable during these programs, and that's where they like it's an outlet for them. So definitely come with an open mind where you are able to tolerate everyone's ideas and then without being judgmental. And that's one thing I would say people or participants should make sure they have below their belt before coming to this program.
Is there one memorable experience that stands out the most to you? Either
yes.
One of you?
I remember it was the fourth day of the program, and then it was after a very long time, long day, and it was also getting to the end of leadership where people were tired, and then we had a dance-off. So that was one of the very memorable moments. I got to lead a dance-off, and it was really interesting. And that, to me, was at the time I only saw a lot of engineers having fun like that, and that's very memorable for me.
Oh, that sounds like it would be really fun.
That was interesting.
Tanisha?
That last night was also really memorable for me. Just like all these engineers coming together and following just dance on a screen and dancing together. And I mean, even though I like don't dance and I think I'm pretty bad at it, I still participated because you're with people who you're comfortable with, even though you just met them a few days ago. And it's a really great environment where you don't have to feel embarrassed or judged ever. You can totally be yourself and be whoever you want to be. And I really enjoyed that.
And so is there anything that else that you want students to know about leadership?
I would say, you know, don't be afraid to really get out there, do something that's different. I mean, even if leadership isn't a thing for you right now, it's definitely something that you can get into. I believe that everyone has leadership potential and has the potential to be a great leader. So definitely take advantage of this. Like I said, you know, you get to have fun sponsored by the College of Engineering.
Emmanuel?
I would say that students should take time to say hi to other people, because that's one of the few times you see many engineers localized in one place. So definitely take a time, say hi to someone. If you don't know anyone, that's when to make friends. It's beginning of the semester, you don't have any midterms, you don't have any homeworks. That's the time to make friends.
And so our application for this year is due on November 1st, the day after Halloween. So hopefully lots of people will turn in information. We've got information online on our website. It's engineering.berkeley.edu/leadership. And I would be really excited to have just all kinds of students apply. We take 60 students every year, and it's just a fantastic experience. Every time that I've gone on and worked on it, I've just had a blast. Thank you so much, Tanisha and Emmanuel, for coming. I really appreciate you taking the time and being here with us.
Of course. It was a pleasure.
Thanks to you.
And if ever any students have more questions, can we give them your contact information, like maybe an email address if they want to know more?
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. I'll be happy to answer any question that comes up with this.
So on our podcast at welcomeengineer.berkeley.edu, we'll have links to Tanisha's and Emmanuel's email addresses so that you can ask more questions if you've got more questions of them. They are both past participants, and now this year they're coming up as, we never talked about it really, with the on-site coordinator. They're the ones that make the program run smoothly the entire 6 days. So we're excited to have them there and to help us make the program go better. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and we will talk to you again next week. Thank you.